Music, presenting America's most versatile singing star, Joe Stafford.
Here I am, right behind you. Just listen.
Transcribed from New York City, your Army and your Air Force bring you a program featuring the songs of Joe Stafford and the music of Paul Weston and his orchestra.
Joe Stafford and Paul Weston, now those names are as familiar to me as the words United States Army in which I serve. You see, I got a sister named Sally. She's the president of the Joe Stafford Fan Club of Brooklyn, which happens to be our home. Well, there's a song I must have heard her sing 50 times an hour. It was called Homework. My sister Sally, president of the Joe Stafford Fan Club, tells me that when you hear the name Stafford, you hear the name Weston, too. Paul Weston sent her a letter in present once.
Dear Sally, I'm sending you one of the latest records I made for Capitol. Sure hope you like it. Let me know what you think of it. It's called Dardanella.
Thank you.
Well, sir, let me tell you, I thought the world was going to break in two when she got a letter from Joe Stafford, the queen herself.
Dear Sally, what a wonderful friend you are. And I'm so happy you enjoy the album of American folk songs. There's another one I'd like you to have. It's an old one, a beautiful Western tune. It's one of my favorites, Red River Valley.
Men and women, here's your opportunity for a complete new career in aviation. Today's top deal for the aviation beginner is in the U.S. Air Force. No experience is needed, and you earn while you learn. The Air Force will give you the best aviation technical training, opportunity for steady advancement, security, and sound retirement benefits. If you are 18 to 34 or 17 with parents' consent, find out today about this new career. Get the full details at your nearest U.S. Army and U.S. Air Force recruiting station.
First night back at camp, what do you think? Joe Stafford was there in person. Why, private sergeants, majors, and generals let out wild war whoops. She brought Paul Weston and the Starlighters along with her, and what a show they gave.
There will be no
I was a proud private telling Joe Stafford I was Sally's big brother, and in behalf of the United States Army, I thanked her. Thanked her for coming to camp.
And it was a pleasure. More than that, a big thrill for me to be here. I hope Paul and I can come back real soon.
Thank you, Joe Stafford and Paul Weston, for a swell performance. And you certainly are welcome back anytime. Ladies and gentlemen, this program was presented by your Army and your Air Force in cooperation with this radio station and your local recruiting headquarters, and was specially transcribed for presentation at this time. Mood and music was written by Fred Hyder and directed by Charles Wilkes. This is Joe Ripley speaking for the Voice of the Army. ¶¶